Okay, so we're continuing in Sif Sechein here. So we got to Hakdamah Tezvav. So here he discusses Kavanas L'Shem Yichud Kutshe Baruch Hu Shchinteh, which of course is something very important in Chassidus, and before every single mitzvah we say L'Shem Yichud. And Bo Yisparah here will discuss She'ikr Tachlis Avodoseinu B'Olam Hazeh, our main objective in this world is Liyachidis HaTiferes U'Malchus, to connect Tiferes with the Malchus, HaNikram Yichud Kutshe Baruch Hu V'Shchinteh. That's what it's called. Kutshe Baruch Hu, as we'll see, is Tiferes. Shchinteh is the Malchus, and to put the two back together is really the Ikar Voda. I don't think he discusses this in this piece, but that's in essence what Amalek did. Amalek had separated the Shechinah and the Oshei from the rest of Hashem's name, and we're trying to put it back together. That's the Ikar objective. Shebezeh Gormim Nachas Ruach L'Hashem Yisbarach. This creates, it causes a tremendous Nachas Ruach for Hashem. Umalin Maim Nukvin L'mala Man. I don't think we discussed this yet, but Maim Nukvin is Maim, is water. Nukvin is from the Nekeva, from below. So we discussed Malchus is really the Bas, the daughter, and the Maim Nukvin is the Maim, the excitement from above, the ability to create something from the woman's perspective, the Zera of the woman, if you will. Yorid Hashefa Nikra Maim Duchrin, which is Mad. And through that, it's going to cause Maim Duchrin from the male, which is the Tferes from above, Milmala. Derech Kol Alamos Ad HaHolam Hazeh. So that's what we're trying to do. In essence, the deepest ideas of Pnimius is really, it's a zivug between Adam, Chasan and Kala, between Zachar and Kevah. That's what's going on here. In these terms, there's this connection between husband and wife, son and daughter, if you will, boy and girl. And that's the Maim Duchen from the male and Maim Nukvin from the woman. And sometimes this excitement comes from above, from the male. And sometimes it comes from the woman from below, and that we'll see discussed here in this piece. So he explains that Ikr Tachlis Brias HaOlam Vavodas Bnei Yisrael B'Maisa HaMitzvos B'Zeh HaOlam. The Ikr point in the creation of the world is in Mitzvos HaKol Hu B'Chdei Liyachad Shemo Gadol. The whole point is to put Hashem's name back together. It's broken up, we need to put it back together. That's the objective. If someone were to ask you, what are we doing in this world? The simple answer is just to put Hashem's back together. Liyachid Shema Gadol. And Aidei Chibur Oz Vav, by connecting the letter Vav, Shel Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, Los Hei Tata, to the bottom Hei, which is the lower Hei, right? Yud Kei Vav right now is considered connected, if you will. The Hei of Malchus is separate. We're trying to put the Hei back together. That's the objective here. Shua Teferis im HaMalchus. Teferis is the letter Vav, Oz Vav. Remember, Teferis represents the Vav Ktsavos. Chesed Gvura Teferis Netzach Hod Yisod is 6. That's the Vav of Teferis. And Malchus is the Hay in the bottom. We're trying to put that all back together. That's the whole point here. That's what Shabbos is as well. We discussed how Shabbos, you know, nighttime, and we say Vinuchu Va, and we see Vinuchu Vo during the day, Vinuchu Vam. We're putting the Hay and Vav back together, and Mincha time, Shalosh, everything joins together. The Hay from Friday night, the Vav from Shacharis, comes the Vam to a plural, which is Shabbos afternoon Mincha. So that's what we're trying to accomplish. Vayidei zeh, through this combination of the Vav and the Hay, Malin Hanitzotek Kedusha HaMunachem Balm Hazeh, is in order to bring up the sparks of Kedusha that are spread out through this world here. Now, the world we live in is Hay. But Hay, it's a hard world. There's a lot of, it's gullus. And this is what we're discussing on Sunday morning a lot about the working Jew, how the working Jew is not a failure. He's actually doing a much higher avoda than the guy learning a kollel. Now, we don't know who's supposed to be doing what. So Ramatel has a beautiful piece. Ramatel Zilber talks about, well, we all start learning. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu taps you that, okay, now it's time to work. And then when do you have the calling to work, whether it's because of parnasa or because of learning you can't handle or whatever the pressures you're getting, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be Masak in the world, which means to pull out the Kedushim, the Nutote Kedusha in the world, which is a heart of Oda, but to extract them and you're putting the hay back together. So it's a higher level than that of learning. It's a hard thing to say, but Rav Matzel said it, not me. And that's the Indian of in Chassidus, that the world of Gashmi, as hard as it might be, eating and drinking everything else, is really drawing out all those sparks of Kedusha, putting it back together to complete the Shem Hashem. The Ofen HaAvod L'maisa Eich La'asos Yichud B'Dvarim Gashmi Mevur L'Halan Sof Hakdama Yudches. We'll see later on how, well, what's the Avoda, how does one accomplish this? What exactly is going on? That we'll see. Take a look at footnote Aleph here on top right here. Tshuva Tashiv Hei El Vav. Bizar Kadosh Isa. Bichatam Garmu Lisrachka Hei Meozva. Because of our sins, we caused the Hei, the last Hei of Yud Kei Vav Kei, to separate from Vav. It's lost in Galus.
When he says our sins, is he talking really, really early, like back to Adam, Harishon?
Good question. I'm not sure the context of this Zohar. I'm not sure which one he's referring to.
Okay.
Yeah. So we begin duh, because of this Nechra Bei Mikdash. It was the cause of the sin, cause of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Ubetshuva garmu la chazara hey los vav. By doing tshuva, it brings the hey back to the letter vav. Uprukana bedatalia and a prukana of freedom. Our gal, our geula rather, is dependent on this perish. Idea chataim through sins. Again, it just sounds very general right now, but I'm sure there's cheda egel and whatnot. The chataim garmu pirud ben os hey los vav. This is just a translation of Hebrew of what we just read. That's what Chachamim tell us in Gemara Sanhedrin. Ein yisal negalon el b'tshuva, hakavana tashiv hey lishyached bozvav. Meaning the word tshuva can be broken down as tashiv hey. That's tshuva. Tashiv hey, to return the hey back to the vav. That's what we're trying to accomplish in this world. So he says now further. Kasher nasa hayichud hazeh, back inside the main text, when we do this yichud of connecting the hein of as I makabal Hashem Yisbarach tanug v'nachas ruach gadol b'avodoseinu v'nasa mizeh is arusa dilasata. When we do a mitzvah, so that incites something from below, it excites something, it ignites some fire from below. That's us doing mitzvahs. Perish his orus milmata. That's the woman. We're considered the female. We're considered the kala of a kadosh baruch hu. So we're the bas. We're the malchus. We're the hay. And by us doing mitzvahs, that's the maim of nukvin. It's creating some excitement from below. V'zeh nikra b'sfarma kadoshim ha'alos man. The elevation of maim nukvin. The hashbas ha'makabel. We're the receiving. So women want, you know, if you will, in relationships, the women want their husbands so badly. So that's the end of, we want a kadosh baruch hu. So by us doing mitzvahs, by us, I don't know, dressing up, you know, by the wife dressing up in her tachshitin and makeup, that's the maim nukvin is showing that she wants her husband to come to her. So by us doing mitzvahs and adorning ourselves in mitzvahs, that's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want you back. V'akavana she'adam she'bol mahazeh, shu b'b'chines makabel, nase b'chines mashpia. The idea is that a man in this world is, we're makabel. A woman can't produce children without her husband. She needs the mashpia. But she needs to draw him in and attract him. Shu mala tanug v'nachaz ruach lemala idea avodasol shem shemayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us doing the right thing, he says, I'll take you. Come, you can marry me. Come with me. Vayidei heisarusa delasata, from this excitement from below, we're then zochen leisarusa dela'ela. Perish his orus milamal. Then we're in turn zochen to the mashpia from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Kutcha Brichu. Shashefa, you read this milamal. That shefa comes from above, me'ilas kola'elos adzer. From all the levels, the highest levels, until the highest point. Because of this small little thing with the yichud with malchus, because of this connection between tferes and malchus, that allows the shefa to come down. That small connection. From that connection, that causes an incredible amount of shefa to come down to this world. That excites the male, the duchrin. That's the duchrin, is like zachar. The duchrin is Aramaic for zachar. Rashi tevos ma'im duchrin perish hashpas ha'mishpia. Va'kavana she'shem yizbarach mashpia lemata hashpas bracha v'chaim me'otzro hatov. And that's how you bring the bracha into this world. This is an incredible thing. I was once talking to Rav Asher Weiss a number of years ago about passing shilas with regards to people in birth control. So he told me there doesn't go a day by where he doesn't advise it, where he allows one to use it. But at the same time, he tells people often, and it wasn't based on panemius, but panemius tells you this, that more children in the house brings more bracha to the house. That's what happens. Because when there's that connection between husband and wife, there's more bracha that comes. And you'll see, if you look back in your life, everyone's life is different, but mamish, like parnasa-wise, it changes. It's an incredible thing. And at a certain point, well, that's again, there's halacha, that's a halachic point, but in halacha, he had mentioned that in a bracha as well. To me. So, fine, let's keep going. He says now, V'zeh ma'ashinah g'lomar kodem kol ma'isa mitzvos v'limud ha'Torah. This is what's practiced before all mitzvos and before limud ha'Torah. We say, L'shem yichud kutcha brichu v'shchintei. B'tchilei rechimei, which means with fear and with ava, with love. L'yachid shem yud hei vav hei, Ayidehahu Tamir Vinelam, through that which is hidden, Biyhuda Shalom Ushem Kaisa. We're taking that which is hidden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, and we're trying to connect the Yud Kei with the Vav at the end, put everything together. That's, yeah?
What does it mean, Tamir Vinelam?
Tamar is hidden, Nelam is, Tamar is like covered up. Nelam is out of our sight. So they sound like the same thing. If you just take a look, I'm not sure if he explains this or not. I thought one of the footnotes did.
There's different kirsos in that, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Like I've noticed in different Siddurim, we have different kirsos.
Right. Yeah, that is true. So I'm not sure where initially it had come from, who authored it. And we'll see later on, actually, they're going to explain a little bit about the Dechila Rechima, the later footnote. It could be he mentioned some Gersalus there with Arizal, yeah. So if you just take a look quickly at Chassam Sofer, I like bringing Chassam Sofer in his Indian Pnimius, because Chassam Sofer certainly is accepted as a posek, and he certainly was very, very immersed in the world of Pnimius. Chassid is not Lav Dafka Chassid is, but certainly Pnimius, and he incorporates a lot of his drashas and his Ala Torah. Take a look here in the bottom right here, Ayde Man Zochel Yos Mashbir. He writes here, B'Chassam Sofer, he writes that Kosov, Isha Kisazria, the Pasuk tells when a woman is Mazria, Afagavda Inan Kapshuta Od Boremis, even though it's Pashup Shah, we're talking about how to have a child, and there the Gemara Nida tells us if she's Mazria first, there's Zochel to a boy, and if he's Mazria first, there's Zochel to a girl, but there's still a Remis he writes here as well. Ima Makablin HaMichabnin Isha, if the Makablin, who's referring to a woman, is Mazria and Tchila, she's Mazria first, which means Hainu his Oris Lemata, which means the excitement comes from below, from the woman first, Lavodas Hashem Isbarach. So then Hanikra Maim Nukum, that's called the waters of the female, as Yishlach Ezrasu Mikodesh B'Sheferav. Then from above, a Sheferav is going to come, Yizach LeYozachar, which means Lashbia Mitarasu LaCherim V'Ahinu V'Yalda Zach. It's going to create a Zach, it's going to produce the male, whatever that male represents here. But that's what he says on a Remez level. That's what's going on here between our connection with Kutcher Brichu. So then he writes, now going back to the main text, we just quoted one of the Nuschals of L'Shem Yichud. He explains what's the perish of this. Perusha Hu is the Kutcher Brichu Koy Al Tferes. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Tferes. V'Shchinte, the Shchina is Koy Al Malchus, referring to Malchus, K'muvor B'Zohar Kadosh. That's what the Zohar explains to. So he says, V'zeo Kavana. That's what the Kavana is, Ba'amro. L'shem Yichud is going to go through step by step what's being said here. L'shem Yichud, Ani Osem Mitzvah Zos K'bichtei She'asa Yichud. My goal of doing the Mitzvah is simply to connect Hashem. You could open up a Siddur Rashash and find very, very fancy Kavanas. And that's a whole other level. Most are not there, but some people, of course, learn Siddur Rashash and incorporate it. Our very simple understanding is just what we're learning right now. Yes, Shemos Hashem and different gematrias. We're being very, very poshut here. The idea is that when I'm doing the mitzvah, ani oseh mitzvah azos b'chdei she'yaseh yichud. Very simple. Now, it's not an easy thing to accomplish, but it's a simple thing to comprehend. Just putting Hashem back together. Kud shebruchu shel ozvav. It means the ozvav shel shem havaya baruchu. That's what kud shebruchu means, which is also tferes. And we're connecting the shem yichud of kud shebruchu with the shchinteh, which is im os hey tata, the lower hey, the second hey of yud kei vav kei, shel shem havaya baruch hu, which is malchus. So that's what we're trying to accomplish. This is the taich of the l'shem yichud. Bidchilu, which means biyira ila, a higher level yira, im os hey ila shel shem havaya baruch hu bina. Now we're trying to connect this yira, bidchilu means yira, with the os hey, the higher os hey, the first hey of the yud kei vav kei, which is bina. If you remember that yud is really chachma, the first hey is really Bina, Vav is Tferes, and hey is Malchus. So now we're going up a level, but Tchil referring to the hey of Bina. Urechimi, which is Ava, which is love, is referring to those Yud of Shemavaya Baruch Hu Chachma. Because if you remember how it works, I do on your side. So for you, Chachma is over here, and Chesed is below. So Chachma and Chesed are really Ava. Bina is on this side for you guys, and Din is below, that's referring to Yira. So we're trying to put the Yud of Bina with the hey of, the Yud of Chachma, with the Habina, the Ava, and Yira back, we're putting that together as well. So we're taking the now Dechilu Urechimu of the Chachma and Bina, the Yira and Ava, Liached Shem Yud Hei Bivavhei. L'chaber is Beis Osios Yud Hei Im HaBeis Osios Vavhei. We're trying to take the Yud of Hei of Chachma and Bina to combine it with the Vav and Hei of Tferes and Malchus. V'ikra Kavana Bezeh, the primary intention, the primary thought process here should be the osios yud hey heim tadir biyachad biyosim train roin delomis parshin canal. We discussed this in the past that the yud hey, the chachma and bina are inseparable. They're husband and wife who already are married. You can't separate the two of them, and they're like trey run two friends that you can't separate between the two of them. They're mamish married forever. It's this high level of, you know, the tzveris and malchus. There's a young chas and a kala. And a chas and kala, where they're getting to know each other, there's always going to be stumbling blocks, and there's going to be fighting and arguing and until they get used to each other. But when you have an old couple married for 60 years, those two are inseparable. I love reading like little stories where like the 95-year-olds married, they died together in the hospital, like they're holding hands together. They didn't like miss a day with each other. So that's like this love of the trei ra and these two friends that just can't be separated. That's the yud and hey, the chachma and bina, mommy and daddy. They can't separate the two of them. Umeachar shekvar nasa hayichud harishon shekutcher bruchu. After you've made this connection of Hashem v'shchintei, tzuchin acharkach lechaber shneim beyachad el haos ha'ilav. So we're trying to accomplish here is vav and hey, you know, the boy and girl, the tzveres machos, we put them together. But they still haven't combined yet to the parents and the yud and hey. Their parents are still here. You know, the nuchas and kala think they know more than the parents do because their parents are outdated. They don't know what's going on here. We won't listen to their advice. So they go out and get married and they start their own life and they realize that the parents really know a lot more than they know. They're just being humble and pushing their agendas here. But it's bringing that vav hey back together and like, you know, mommy, daddy, you guys are right the whole time. There's a great poem my in-laws used to have on the refrigerator. I don't have it anymore. It's beautiful. I'm going to butcher it because I don't know it by heart, but something along the lines of how, you know, we don't really appreciate our parents until we become parents ourselves. Until like, wow, you changed my diaper, you gave me food, and now I can look back as a parent to see what you did for me when I was a child. So that's the same thing, that eventually you have to put that vav hei, the shechina, and kutcher bruchu back together with the yud hei, back with the parents of the chachma and the bina. And it says that because you need all those connections to be in place. And once the connections are in place, the Shefa is going to come down unadulterated and right down to the world. Aydei Hahu Tamir Vinelam, this is going to answer your question, I hope, Ezra. That Tamir Vinelam means Aydei Ha'aras Ein Sof, through that spark of the Ein Sof, which is a Kutcher Bruch, the highest level that we can understand, the infinite. Keser, I don't think he explains it. Keser shu nelam v'nistar mikol rayon kanal hakdama yud. The Keser is the highest point that's hidden from us. We don't really know what Keser is, what it represents, but it's something we could start referring to, and then Chachman Bina is already something we could comprehend. But that's why it's called Tamir v'nelam. We're trying to connect it to the Keser to allow a complete Shefa. And Hameir behem hashbaso miyachtam, which is going to, the Keser is going to now enlighten, it's going to shine down some Shefa, be Yehuda Shalom, with everything is complete, with all the letters of Hashem complete, she'es yachtu kol ha'ezer sfiros, ve'achtas ha'gamur, v'shem ko'yisah. So this is incredible, just imagine if, you know, we all say this before we put talis and tefillin on, and before other mitzvahs as well, if we remember to, but if you just imagine what exactly we're saying, it's an incredible thing, absolutely incredible. So like the most simple, if you build up levels of kavanas you should have for mitzvahs, the first thing is I'm doing a mitzvah for Hashem. That's the most basic, really. Mitzvah, shvichas, kavana, yeah, I'm doing a mitzvah for Hashem. The next level, I believe, is that the word mitzvah, it's discussed amongst the mefarshim that mitzvah means tzavta. The Gemara says tzavta means being in the company of. That just, it's like Hashem, I'm here with you, and he's giving you a hug and kiss, that way I shake my lulav, Hashem's with me. That's like the next level. But an even deeper level is this. Now, you're starting to put the letters together. And you're starting to connect the Vav and the Hey and the Yud Hey together. Chachma Bina, Tveretz Malchus, and then the Shefa comes down. Having that, that's not a high level. We have to remind ourselves of that, what's being accomplished here. But it's not a hard thing for at least us to understand that we've learned through this so far. Now, the next level is the Kavanah of the Rashash. It's a whole other world. I hope one day we can learn that together. I need to learn it first myself before I could teach it in any way. But that's, to me, the highest level. So you take a look, just a little bit of a tight here, and Os Zion here, the footnote Os Zion, he says, B'dchilu, Ruchimu, Ruchimu, B'dchilu, right? Some have different nuschals of fear and love, and love and fear. It's repeating, but going out of order, of which comes first. Tchilu, which means year again, and Ruchimu, which means Av. A person has to try hard to have Yir Shemayim on his face. The az ha'ava ba mimela. Then after your shemaim, the ava will come as well. Ki ayira hu ashar v'atchalas avodas Hashem yizbarach. When you first have your shemaim, you're scared of Hashem, a low-level your shemaim, that in turn generates a certain ava for Hashem. V'lachein tzarech liyos mitchila dechilu v'acharkach rechimu. That's how it just works. However, once achar shekfar yeshla rechimu, once you have this love for Hashem, like he's your best friend, nimshach dechilu, then comes a second level of fear, yosef primius kiyadua the yodei achein. It's a much deeper level. So there are two different levels of yira. Even we say in benching Rosh Chodesh, too, we say yira twice there. So they talk about their year of Yiras Onesh, you're scared of punishment, but then there's Yiras Yeromus of how great Hashem is. So you know, you love your dad so much, you love your mom so much, but you don't realize how great they are. You love them because they take care of you. First you're scared you're going to get punished when you're little, discipline. Then you love them because they do so much for you. And then when you love them, you realize, wow, I realize how smart my dad is, my mom is, they really know a lot. And that year of like, I'm in awe of how great they are. But that takes time for us to mature and to realize to think outside our Dalat Amo. So that's the same thing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're scared when we're younger. Unfortunately, we shouldn't be this way, but we're scared Hashem's going to punish us. And then we love Hashem because He does so much. We're living the high school life of a teen life of us. We're like invincible. Like I could beat anyone in basketball and hockey and
fearless.
Yeah, feel like, you know, and then you're like, you're 40 years old, and I went to boot camp last week. Someone pulled me to a boot camp. I'm like, I can't move. I can't walk up the stairs. I'm like, I'm very mortal. And then you're like, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu is great. I'm a nothing. But it's a greatness of Hashem, how in awe of the godliness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's like the progression in our relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mirza Hashem will continue next week.